Greg Davis has performed more than 1,000 surgeries on people with advanced sinus infections. Davis is a sinus surgeon at the University of Washington Medical Center and an associate professor of medicine at UW. But in early August, he got a call from a colleague asking him to examine an unusual patient.
He says, well, there's this patient. He's really big and he has a really bad sinus infection I'd like you to see. I says, yeah, sure. Well, we have to go to the zoo to go see him. And that's when he told me it was in a gorilla, a 35-year-old, 425-pound gorilla named Vip.
Vip is the alpha male of the lowland gorilla family at Woodland Park Zoo. Davis initially jumped at the chance to take care of Vip, but he also told me when he entered the zoo's gorilla living area, he was pretty scared.
And the intimidating part, before we went back there, they said, all right, now you gotta kind of keep your voice quiet. You don't want to make eye contact. We're going to have you sit down on a really low stool. And so already from the get-go, you're pretty intimidated, and your mind's playing tricks on you, thinking, oh, this guy's going to jump out and get us all. But obviously that's not the case. The gorilla keepers were absolutely fantastic at putting us at ease and making us feel welcome. They're trained the gorillas to some degree. They're able to get the gorillas to come up to the cage to open their mouth. So we were able to do that with Vip, and he came up right next to us. We could examine his nose. He opened his mouth for us so we could see in the back of the mouth. But really, that's the extent of the physical examination.
What was that like? Having a gorilla willingly come towards you and opening his mouth so that you could examine him.
Right there, if it would have stopped, it still would have been one of the most amazing experiences ever for me. It was truly amazing. It was a wonderful experience, and I left the zoo that day just on top of the world.
Why is that? What picture comes to mind for you when you think about that initial exam?
It was really just being with the gorillas and the family. So Vip's a dad. He has several daughters, six daughters in the country, but three of them there at the zoo. He has a wife. He has a girlfriend. And they live together. It's a happy family. But walking up to the gorilla staging area, and the first thing is the smell. The gorilla odor, it's very, very distinct. It's something that you'll never forget once you smell it. And I had never smelled this before. And I know there's no way that a male gorilla could sneak up on you. You would instantly know that they're close. And that's probably the whole purpose of the odor. But it was being able to be that close to this massive animal and also working with the gorilla keepers. What a fantastic group of people. I mean, they absolutely love these gorillas. They treat them like family. They care for them like family. They worry about them constantly. Just seeing how they were so concerned about Vip, that really told me when I met them and I saw the concern in their eyes and I could hear it in their voice. It's just like speaking to a family member of a very sick patient. You know how concerned they are.
I'm talking with Dr. Greg Davis. He's a sinus surgeon with UW Medicine, and he's an associate professor at the University of Washington. And recently he performed a sinus surgery on Vip. Vip is a 425-pound alpha male lowland gorilla at Woodland Park Zoo who had a sinus infection. When did you realize that your involvement with Vip would require surgery?
At that point, he had already been on about 4 months of antibiotics, 3 or 4 months of antibiotics, and hadn't gotten better. And the animal health care team, which are the head vets and the gorilla keepers, they had done a fantastic job with his care up until that point. They had taken the extra time to get a culture swab, so they actually stuck a small swab up his nose to get some of that frothy mucus out, sent it to the lab to identify what bacteria it is, and then screen it for different antibiotic sensitivities. So they knew exactly what bacteria was growing and which antibiotics were the best one to treat them with. The challenge was that just like within humans, if you give antibiotics long enough, the bacteria can change. They can change resistance patterns or other bacteria can grow out. And by the third time, so the third month out, when he wasn't getting better, I had a pretty high suspicion that he was going to need surgery at that point in time. It really wasn't until we took him to the CT scanner about 2 weeks later. He wasn't doing so good, and that's when we moved up the appointment to take him off-site to the CT scan.
So you there was a CT scan performed on Vip to see just how severe the infection was. What did you see when that CT scan happened?
The CT scan showed that Vip's infection was very severe. It was not your run-of-the-mill chronic sinus infection. He had some complications from the severity of the infection. He had erosion of some of the bones in the skull, where the infection had penetrated into the bone and started to spread outside the sinus cavities. In humans, when we see that, it certainly is an indication for surgery, sometimes IV antibiotics, and admission to a hospital. With a 425-pound gorilla, we can't give IV fluids and IV antibiotics routinely. They won't hold still, as you can imagine. So as soon as we had the CT scan and reviewed the films with Dr. Liddell, who's one of the radiologists, and donated his services in the CT scan to help perform this. After looking at the CT scan, we knew we had to do surgery.
So when was surgery scheduled?
Surgery was initially planned to be a few weeks later, but because of the severity and his condition was starting to decline rapidly. That's why we moved up the CT scan then. It just turned out that I was on vacation the following week, and so I had time available after canceling our vacation plans to do the surgery at that point in time. But it took a lot of coordination of care.
You had an initial surgery date on the books, but things changed. What happened that caused you to change the date of the surgery?
The timeline was initially set for surgery as a tentative date when I met Vip for the first time. We wanted to try a different round of antibiotics and try some oral steroids to try to decrease the inflammation. And so we had the plan that we would do that for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then if he wasn't doing better, do surgery after that. So about a month after I met him for the first time, we were going to do surgery. Within about 2 weeks after the time that I met him for the first time, his condition started to deteriorate. And that's when we moved up the CT scan. We got the scan and saw how severe it was. And then again, he really started to get sick after that, lethargic, not eating, not drinking, and so moved up the date of the surgery.
What did it take to move the date of the surgery up and be able to perform the surgery more quickly?
The actual performing of the surgery, what I do, is pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple. What's challenging is all of the equipment I use. It's very high-tech equipment. And what makes it even more challenging is that we cannot use the standard equipment that I use on a day-to-day basis with my human patients. We cannot use that equipment on animals and then ever use it on humans again. The real trick came with talking with several of the surgical instrument companies to donate equipment to the Woodland Park Zoo for this purpose. Fortunately, we have a way of doing that. And the method is I put on 2 sinus surgery courses every year where I teach other otolaryngologists or ear, nose, and throat surgeons how to do better sinus surgery. And that equipment we use on cadavers. There's no problem with that equipment. The equipment is fantastic. It's the exact same equipment we use on humans, but we're able to use that equipment on animals. And so 6 different companies were able to fly in the equipment and donate the staff time for those companies to help facilitate and set up that equipment.
So how long did all of that take from the time you knew that the surgery needed to happen as quickly as possible to the time where you were able to wheel Vip into an operating room that was fully outfitted with everything you needed? What was that timeline?
4 days. 4 days. So the CT scan was done on a Wednesday. Thursday, when he started to turn worse, we decided that we had to do it the following Monday. There happened to be a sinus surgery course being done in Seattle, so some of the equipment was already here, but we still had to fly in quite a few different pieces. And this was just a remarkable generosity from several companies to literally stop what they were doing to push up these requests to the top levels, cut through all the red tape, and take care of it. That's what it came down to, and everybody was just incredibly helpful to do that.
I have to say, this sounds a little bit like air traffic control. It sounds like an immense amount of coordination. Who did all of this coordination?
myself and Dr. Collins and some of the other animal healthcare staff members at the zoo, there was I coordinated with the companies, and then the zoo coordinated with the companies of how to get the equipment to the hospital.
How much of your time did that take?
It consumed most of my time for about those 4 days.
I'm talking with Dr. Greg Davis. He's a sinus surgeon with UW Medicine. He is also an associate professor at the University of Washington. We're talking about one sinus surgery that he performed, a sinus surgery on a gorilla at Woodland Park Zoo. The gorilla's name is Vip. He weighs 425 pounds, and he's the alpha male of the group. So what was the actual surgery like, performing the surgery on Vip? What was that like?
The surgery was very similar to a severe sinus patient of mine. It was really one of the hardest sinus surgeries, though, because of the amount of inflammation. And with inflammation comes extra bleeding and the degree of infection that was required to clean out from his sinuses. But the nice thing, once all of the equipment is there and my staff from the University of Washington Medical Center, they also donated their time to come and assist me, my surgical scrub tech, my surgical nurse, and one of my otolaryngology residents came to help out. It really almost was just like a normal sinus surgery, just with a severe infection.
Almost like a regular sinus surgery, but with a severe infection. What else was different about the surgery?
The smell. I would never forget, you know, constantly you smell Vip, and I love the smell. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But between the smell and then about 1 to 2 inches from my hands, which are right in front of his nose, sit Vip's enormous teeth. His fangs are huge, and that's exposed during surgery just so that the nose stays exposed as well. So every time I would look down at his nose to put my instruments in and out of his nostrils, I would also see his big fangs.
What was that like?
It was exciting. I mean, it was fun. There's nothing like it in the world. It was an exciting day. It was an opportunity to seize and an opportunity to help out this amazing gorilla.
You told me when we talked on the phone on Monday that you were concerned that Vip might die, that his condition got so bad so quickly, you were worried that he was going to die.
Right. So after the CT scan, his condition continued to deteriorate. He started to avoid eating and avoid drinking fluids. That's a challenge, because when you're not drinking fluids, you become dehydrated, and then your organ systems can start shutting down. And he got to the point where he was pretty lethargic. He really wasn't interacting with the keepers. He wasn't eating, wasn't drinking. A couple of his daughters were starting to harass him a slight amount. They were picking on him a little bit, as gorillas will do when one of them is weakened. And because of how sick he was, that always increases the chance that there's going to be complications with surgery. And fortunately, the two vets for the Woodland Park Zoo, they're absolutely fantastic at taking care of these animals. They stepped up. All of the zookeepers, the gorilla keepers, stepped up and just put Vip as their top priority, staying overnight with him, both before and after surgery, giving him the critical antibiotics. And again, he wasn't taking the antibiotics after surgery, so they had to use injectable antibiotics. And that's really, along with the surgery, what saved him, is their dedication. He wouldn't have survived without that.
Knowing how sick he was, what did that add to the surgery that you and your team performed?
It reminded us that there was no other option, that even though this type of surgery hadn't been done in a gorilla, we all were convinced that without it, he wasn't going to survive. And with that knowledge, it does help motivate you to get it done. It helped motivate me to talk to company presidents to get the equipment donated, to do whatever it took to make this possible.
So what was the outcome of the surgery?
The initial outcome was wonderful. It was challenging, and there was a massive amount of infection in his sinuses, but we were able to clean it all out, and his sinuses looked much better afterwards. Still very, very inflamed and still infected, but the thick debris, the stuff that antibiotics just can't get rid of, that was out. And he had a fairly uneventful wake-up from his surgery, thanks to the animal health care team. And for the first 2 days, he looked great. His facial swelling that was so significant leading up to surgery and that had almost closed his eyes off, that had started to resolve. He started eating. He was moving around. We were all very happy. And then on day 3 after surgery, I got the phone call. And it was from one of the vets. And she said, "Vip isn't doing well." At that point in time, we still didn't know what bacteria was growing out of his sinuses from the culture that I took at the time of surgery. And because of that, we switched antibiotics back to something that grew out from the previous culture that I had taken at the CT scan. And I think that had some improvement in his recovery. But what was most important was, again, the added care that the animal health care team did by giving him extra, you know, delicious tasting fluids, giving him injectable forms of the antibiotics. And he was very sick for day 3 and 4. We were all quite concerned about him. He developed a significant amount of facial swelling again. And this all relates to that skull erosion, the erosion of the bones of the skull that I had talked about earlier. And as the infection gets out of the bony sinuses into the soft tissues of the face, it can spread pretty rapidly. And I knew at that point in time, within a day or two, we were going to know if he was going to survive or not. By postoperative day 4, he was starting to look a little bit better. And we received the results from the culture and sensitivities that we did have him on the right antibiotics. So that was a strong step in the right direction. And then by postoperative day 5, he was doing better and starting to drink more. Still wasn't taking his antibiotics by mouth, and so they were still having to use an injectable form. But I had an idea that he was going to be okay.
So once you knew that Vip was out of the woods, he was recovering, what was your relationship with him like?
I probably went to the zoo every 3 to 4 days to check on him. And part of that was out of concern for Vip and wanting to see his progress. But the other part was it was just really fun to go to the zoo and hang out with the gorillas and the gorilla keepers. I was kept in touch with what was going on. So Dr. Collins, the head vet at the zoo, every day would send me email updates about Vip's condition. So the zookeepers would give Dr. Collins an updated list of everything Vip had eaten, the amount of fluids he had taken, how successful they were with delivering the antibiotics, and his social behavior. So I would get these updates every day. And at that point, you know, there was a point where I planned my day around getting these updates that, you know, everything I was thinking about was about Vip and him recovering and the concern.
That's really sweet. I understand that one of the times that you visited Vip, he expressed some emotion towards you.
This was about 5 days after surgery. And as I mentioned, I was supposed to be out of town on vacation the week of his surgery. So we changed it into a bit of a staycation for our summer vacation, and that day happened to go horseback riding with my wife and 2 kids. And I, on the way home, Dr. Collins asked if I'd stop by and see him, and so I did. And I walked into the gorilla area and sat down on the little small stool and didn't make eye contact, just like I always do. And usually when I walk into that area, Vip greets me by kind of pounding on the cage a little bit and grunting, and then he settles down. And he did that, and I expected it. And I said, "Hey, Vip, how are you?" And kind of looked at him from the corner of my eye. And then all of a sudden, he threw a lot of straw at me, covered me with straw. And I kind of laughed. I thought that was pretty funny. And Stephanie, one of the gorilla keepers next to me, she said, uh-oh. And within half a second, I was covered with this hot, sticky material that I quickly realized was Vip's feces. And I had to laugh. I just was so happy that he was feeling good enough to express himself. And I kind of felt that it was my second baptism. So once he did that, I knew our visit was over and I had seen enough and I left. And the real funny part of the story was when I left the when I left the gorilla area, I went out with the gorilla keeper to the rest of the gorilla keepers and they gave me some towels to wipe down. And then I walked back to the car where my wife and kids were waiting for me. And I asked them, I said, does anything smell funny? And they said, no. And then my wife said, but you have something stuck in your ear. And you can imagine what that was. We all laughed. In fact, my daughter laughed the entire car ride home. That made her day.
As you've told us, as part of working with Vip and helping him get better, you've spent a lot of time with animal care professionals, with veterinarians. What do you know about their work that you didn't know before?
I know that they probably have one of the most amazing jobs in the world, that they care for their animals. They care for the animals at the Woodland Park Zoo just like family members. They treat them like family members. And I am so impressed with what they do. Certainly everybody I tell this story to and my other colleagues, everybody thinks and considers dropping out of medicine and going to work for a zoo. It's really fun to tell this story. I have told the story to a couple groups of ear, nose, and throat surgeons, and the message is that anybody can volunteer their time for the zoo. And several ear, nose, and throat doctors have taken upon this challenge, and they've gone and spoken with the head vets at their local zoos and now are plugged in. If any ear, nose, and throat issues come up, those vets know who to talk to. And we don't really understand that in veterinary medicine, they are trained in taking care of big animals and zoo animals in the wide range, but not to the degree that the subspecialists like what I do with, I just do sinus and skull-based surgery, they're not trained to that level. There are a lot of different areas within medicine that subspecialists exist, and it's not uncommon for the vets to work with human doctors, and it's just a wonderful collaboration.
What do you know now about animals that you didn't know before?
Boy. I know that gorillas love fruit and vegetables. I know they love pineapple and melon and grapes. I've learned that two of the oldest gorillas at the zoo, Pete and Nina, love T-shirts and blankets. And so when I took my family to meet the gorillas, we brought some old T-shirts, and Nina wore it over her head as a kind of like a scarf. It was adorable. Two of Vip's daughters tried to put the T-shirts on, and they almost got them on. It was amazing. I've learned that the animals are incredibly resilient, that they have amazing immune systems, and they could probably teach us a lot about how we take care of humans. As I mentioned, the human surgeon side of me, my gut reaction when Vip wasn't doing well was, hey, we got to take him back to the operating room. We got to get him on IV fluids, IV antibiotics. And that's not always the right thing. And it certainly, Vip didn't need it. You know, he just needed time and good attention to his care that the team provided. When we take care of humans, we don't always give time enough credit to heal things. We always want to intervene and help out. And that's a good thing, but in some situations, it's okay to let time heal things. And Vip was a great example of that.
Dr. Greg Davis is a sinus surgeon at the University of Washington Medical Center. He told me about the sinus surgery he performed on Vip, the alpha male gorilla at Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. You're listening to The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel.